British Veterinary Association has expressed extreme concern after MPs voted to reject a clause that would transfer the recognition of animal sentience into UK law post-Brexit. They say that enshrining animal sentience into UK law would have acknowledged that we consider animals as beings capable of feelings such as pain and contentment, and so deserving of consideration and respect. Now, the recent vote from MPs voted 315 to 295 against an amendment to the EU withdrawal bill, and that would, of course, transpose into British law the UK recognition of animals as sentient beings. Confused? Well, hopefully we'll clear that up in a moment. Also, we should say the nine DUP MPs were among those who voted against. I asked Junior Vice President of the British Veterinary Association, Simon Doherty, why they had extreme concern.
Well, the vote was really around transcribing this particular piece of European legislation across into UK legislation. And while we have some of the most robust and most advanced animal welfare laws in the world, this piece around animal sentience really kind of helps to underpin a lot of what we have within that welfare legislation. And while the welfare legislation will put an emphasis on the individual responsibility of an animal keeper, this particular clause around animal sentience really put it as a positive duty on the country as a whole to consider animal sentience. And
so just to explain this, if people might be slightly confused, this was to bring in and bring across some of the EU regulations to here. And the issue that some MPs are having or are saying is that, well, look, because of the current certain UK laws, we already have those protections for animals and the well-being of those animals here, so we don't need this.
That's right. You know, that's certainly the argument that's been used, that because we have these advanced welfare laws, that actually we don't need that piece on sentience to be in there.
So, and we have things like the Animal Welfare Act 2006. So what is it that the core issue that you see is not covered in that already that would be if we carried this over from EU law?
The welfare laws as things stand are based on current knowledge. And really, this sort of duty to consider sentience, which is really the whole piece around the ability for higher animals to perceive pain or discomfort, but also feel contentment and happiness, if you like. But it's really around for developing and implementing future policies. That whole duty to consider sentience is really important. And I think it's also a big piece around public perception. And I think the noise that there has been on social media following this vote has been really proof that the public really cares about this. They really care about the welfare of animals, and they care about decisions that are being made on this particular issue.
We did contact the DUP because they were also involved in this, and they voted against bringing over this EU law in terms of sentience. They did say to us that, to be clear, if an animal is capable of experiencing pain and suffering, it is sentient and therefore already afforded protection under existing UK domestic law. I know this can get kind of confusing and there's a lot of detail and legal aspects to it, but outline why you think it is very important that there is a difference there and what we are missing out by not adopting that.
It really comes down to, I mean, there's a really tight legislative timetable really for the next few years. There's going to be so much based around the exit from the EU, that there was a really clear opportunity here as part of the EU exit, EU withdrawal bill, to actually move this piece of legislation across and make sure that it was enshrined in UK law as one of the core principles of our animal welfare legislation. And it's from that point of view that really, you know, we're disappointed that the opportunity was not taken at this point to make sure that was there, so that any future welfare laws that are being governed across all of the regions of the UK that is there as a core principle for consideration. As things stand at the minute, while we're still within the EU, that the UK laws are currently being underpinned by what's there within European law. But as we exit from the EU, we clearly need to have some of those principles really enshrined within within UK legislation. We've heard, you know, from the Prime Minister as part of PMQs that you know, we also recognise and respect that animals are sentient beings and should be treated accordingly, and that's a statement on the floor of the House. But to actually have that enshrined in UK legislation is something that's really quite important and really quite fundamental.
Okay. Well, just finally, this was all part of the EU withdrawal bill, and the new clause was rejected with that 18 majority, 313 against, 295 in favour. Why do you believe those people that did vote against it did so?
I certainly can't talk in relation about party politics. I mean, certainly where we stand at the minute is purely in relation to animal welfare, and I mean our position on that is sort of fairly clear. As I said, you know, that we feel that the amendment that was tabled would have certainly satisfied our association and our membership that the core principle of sentience was there to be enshrined in UK law.
I guess the reason I ask is, do they have anything to gain for voting against that particular element of it when it comes to the laws we make around animals and how they are treated, how they are protected?
No, I don't think so, because I think, you know, as I said, you know, we recognise, you know, that we have very robust laws as things stand currently and based on current knowledge. And certainly the availability for the courts to sentence on any issues of animal welfare are probably stronger than they've ever been right across all of the UK regions. But certainly in terms of going forward and adapting or tabling amendments for any of the acts going forward, the issue of sentience and the wording that was there within the EU bill was really would have satisfied, and it would have been a good opportunity just as part of the withdrawal actually just to have moved that across at this point and make sure that it was there.
Just another line from the DEP. They say the government has confirmed that they intend to retain the existing standards of animal welfare once we have left the EU, and indeed the Secretary of State for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs has made clear that the UK government intends to enhance these standards. The EU withdrawal bill will convert the existing body of EU animal welfare into UK law. Junior Vice President of the British Veterinary Association, Simon Doherty, thank you very much.
Okay.
Right, that's it for today. Thank you very much. Shan is, of course, up next. I'll see you on my own programme Monday night at 10 o'clock. Bye-bye.
The Stephen Nolan Show. Oh, thank you, Vinny. Good morning.
BBC Radio Ulster.
With Sean Coyle.
Happy days are here again.